Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
I'm Layla. How was the duel at Arco Arena? We'll tell you next on the Ticket Ticker.
This is the Ticket, established in 1994 as Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station. The Little Ticket delivers breaking sports news first, guaranteed. We talk about our teams in our town. We live here. We work here. We hang out with you. We party with you. We identify hot girls on TV and hire ticket chicks to make your listening more pleasurable. Yeah, we love sports. Sports is our business. But we're really just a bunch of guys who couldn't get any other jobs. So, this is what we do. Thanks for listening to the one and only Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
The Mavs and Kings game was back and forth, but it ends with the Mavericks win. 115-113, the final. Six different Mavericks scored in double digits, but Jason Terry had some of the most clutch points. He gets a three-point play with 12.6 seconds left to help ice it. Phil Mickelson has ruled Pebble Beach for the past two rounds. He shoots a 67 yesterday. That coming after the 62 he shot on Thursday. He leads the tournament by four strokes at 15-under. Mike Weir is second, but he's not giving up.
At Pebble Beach, you really get a good feel going, get a good feel on the greens. You get off to the hot start, as we saw Davis Love a couple years ago, you know, was he 8 or 9 under through 9. You can kind of get on that kind of a roll. You can come from a long way back.
Weir is at 11 under par. Earlier this week, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said this weekend is the drop-dead date for the NHL season. Stars owner Tom Hicks said recently that the players turned down the owner's best offer. Hicks also went on to say that hockey will not resume unless it's under a system that works. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys All-Pro Jason Witten signs free autographs at 2:30, followed by Baseball Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson at 4:30. Saturday, February 19th at Hummer Ticket Stock 2005 at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Norris America, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
8:51 on The Ticket. Good morning and welcome to the T-Box. We are broadcasting from Dallas Golf today. It's just north of 635 and Northwest Highway, right behind the racetrack. We'll be here till 10 o'clock today. We are signing people up for last-minute Valentine's Day gifts for the golfer in your life. $29.95 for an avid golfer subscription. Get 12 free rounds of golf, a free Tommy Armour sandwich, free half-hour golf lesson at Hank Haney's Golf Ranch, and you get half-off golf balls maxed by the Tour Edition. So good stuff. And you can get a certificate for a free launch monitor assessment, which is good stuff. So we'll be here till 10 o'clock.
And just announced.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free golf gloves.
How about that?
Get everything you need, man.
So get one on either.
Come on.
Get one on both hands. Still kind of chilly out. I believe, do we have Justin there? Okay, on our phone lines right now is, speaking of Valentine's Day, one of our favorite golfers. We might actually love Justin. Justin Leonard joins us from his home, I'm leaving, in Vaquero.
I know my two kids have never idolized anybody in their young lives than they do Justin.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
Oh.
That's a lot to live up to, Justin. Okay, so you are having quite the year. You won the Hope and made a remarkable rally against Joe Ogilvie. I think you made up four shots in, what, two holes? Something crazy, three holes.
Yeah, it was three shots and, no, you're right, four shots and three holes.
Yeah, that was quite, and you just smoked the field, which might have surprised you just a little bit, because that tournament is just, if you don't go 80 under par, you know, you might not make the cut. So, kudos to that, and you are newly swooshed. You've been, been brought into the Nike family, and the question I have, when this all gets started, and you were with Hogan for a lot of years, do they approach you, do you approach them, does your agent approach them, how does that all work?
Well, it all kind of started 3 years ago when I started wearing Nike shoes. You know, I just had trouble with my feet, blisters, and, you know, the whole story, and so I tried some Nike shoes, and got to throw away all my old Band-Aids, or all my new Band-Aids. And from there, I got to know some of the people there a little bit. And then, really, I knew a couple years ago that, you know, looking forward, that my contract was going to be up, and Hogan kind of had the first chance to negotiate or renegotiate, and they kind of kept stalling and stalling and stalling. So then we got into a period, really last summer, where I started having companies make clubs to test, and Nike was one of those. And I pretty much knew as soon as I got this set of irons back from Nike that this was the company I wanted to be with.
And you work with Tom Sykes here locally, so he was able to design stuff, and you could go there really anytime you want.
Yeah, how much did that influence you, Justin, that Tom was over at Nike?
It made a big difference. I worked with Tom years ago on a couple of sets of clubs, and for a guy with Tom's vision and know-how to have the backing of a company like Nike, he's going to do some pretty special things. You know, it was just instantly. I went over to the test site in Fort Worth and back in about late June, you know, it was like old times. I mean, he knew exactly what I was looking for and how to make it. So it's been a lot of fun. I was just with him again on Wednesday, getting my dad kind of outfitted and a couple new drivers you know, again, it's very comfortable.
We're talking to Justin Leonard here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So last year, you kind of ran into a rough patch. You missed three straight cuts, and then you talked to some head doctor guy, and he said, you know what, you just need to get away from the game. So you went to Colorado, didn't bring your sticks, and you came back and got a 16th at the British Open, 15th at the International, and got really close at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, it was quite a turnaround in a pretty short period of time. Looking back at the year, I think I was playing better golf in March and April than I really gave myself credit for. I was pretty close to playing really well. And I think the harder I worked, I almost began to play worse. And not that my swing was really out of kilter, but it was more, you know, kind of mentally my mindset. And I was working so hard trying to get over the hump that it was counterproductive, and I show up at tournaments tired and not even realizing it. But there's all these you know, little keys that you can, looking back on it, that I that I saw, that, you know, I grew frustrated easily, and I played too aggressively at times, and I wasn't patient enough, and so all those things are byproducts of being tired, and not physically tired from hitting balls, but just mentally tired.
Mm-hmm.
So after an hour discussion with the head guy, Gio Valiente, he said, man, you need to get away from the game for a little bit. And I mean, no practice, no nothing. Don't even watch it, nothing. So I said, well, it's perfect, because we're going to Colorado tomorrow, and, you know, I was debating on whether to take my club. He said, how long are you going to be there? I said, a week. Now, this is like 10 or 11 days before I'm supposed to leave for the British Open. And he says, no, I wouldn't take him. I was like, whew, okay, this is a leap of faith. So I didn't take him.
So you didn't have your binkies with you?
No, I didn't have my binky. I didn't sleep very well the first couple nights. But, you know, I got home and hit balls, I think, for 3 days and then flew over to the British. And I was, as Gio calls it, I was rusty, but I was ready to play. And I was excited about it. And you know, it showed there for about the next 6 weeks or so.
How enamored are you with this new course design bit you got going?
It's been a lot of fun. I think we're just getting to the part where I actually do some work.
Well, why don't you give everybody an overview, because it's a really unique idea for the whole golf course and the whole facility that you're involved in.
Right. It's in Granby, Colorado, which is about 80 minutes from Denver, up near Winter Park. So it's up kind of in the northern part of Colorado. And they've got, Orvis is going to come in and put in a hotel and a fly fishing school. They've got, you know, a bunch of 30 and 50 acre ranch parcels up on the north end of this place. And Tripp Davis and I, who Tripp designed the Tribute, I know you guys do a lot of things there and play there.
Of course,
And he's done a lot of restoration work in this part of the country and up on Long Island and several places. He and I are co-designing this golf course. And he's done a golf course up there for this developer before. And they liked and enjoyed Tripp so much and think he did such a great job. They wanted to bring Orvis Shorefox in, and do the whole fly fishing bit. They've got like 7 miles on the Colorado River. The fishing's unbelievable. The golf is going to be unbelievable. And so we're going to start construction in May, as soon as we can get on the ground.
Okay, so speaking of, you're going to start working on this. You know, Nicholas, he had a predominant design where he pretty much had to hit a high fade to play his course well. What's the Justin Leonard course have to do?
The exact opposite. You got to hit a low draw.
Low draw.
A low screamer?
Yeah, a low screamer.
Well, I hear from friends of yours that you're busy studying grasses and slopes and irrigations.
Well, I don't know how busy I am studying grasses, but it's been a lot of fun. I mean, the whole process is it's unbelievable what you go through. And you know, there's, because it's going to be a community, they're going to build houses around it, there's so many things that you have to plan as far as, you know, you got to have 3 or 4 meetings to decide where the streets are going to go and whether you want to move it, you know, 10 yards this way so you can do this or that. And we've got some wetlands that we're dealing with, but it's a phenomenal property. It's the area where the golf course is relatively flat. So, you know, we're kind of thinking, and what we've talked about is some of the golf courses that we've played in Australia, in the sand belt and some of the bunkering like that, where the bunkers kind of flash up a little bit, because you're going to have to create a little bit of a dramatic a look to it because the ground is flat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do have mountains around, and I mean, it's some pretty breathtaking views, but it's going to be a fun golf course, a golf course that, Rick, even you would enjoy playing. So, you know, we're not trying to host a PGA championship or something. I mean, this is about a fun golf course, and that when you get done, you're going to go over and fly fish in the afternoon.
Talking to Justin Leonard here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Okay, you got outfitted by Nike, and when you get outfitted, how many pairs of pants, shirt, shoes? I mean, what the heck you got in your closet? Or they keep sending you stuff every month?
Nike, you know, different companies are different. I mean, I've worn some different shirts here the last 3 or 4 years. And you know, sometimes they send you a box, and then when you're kind of tired of those, then you call and say, hey, I need some more stuff. With Nike, they have about 4 or 5, actually, seasons a year. And so right now, this is the first season. I don't even know what they call it. But here in a couple weeks, then I'll get a new box of shirts and sweaters and stuff. And I need to, I cannot wear my old shirts and sweaters at golf tournaments.
Why?
Because they're not selling that anymore. They've already pulled that off the shelf.
Really?
In the new season, yeah. So
you think you get to keep them? I mean, can you wear them around when you're playing?
Oh, yeah, I can keep them. I can give them away.
He watches his car with them?
Over and, you know, I'll give you each a shirt or something. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. So they keep us pretty well stocked. And again, I'm new to the company, so I'm just, this is like Christmas, because it seems like yesterday I got a couple new pair of shoes, and it's like Christmas, because every day something's, sitting there waiting for the mailman or the FedEx guy to come bring me something new from Nike.
Now do you get to pick out the shirts that you wear, and you say, look, I hate green or I like blue? I mean, do you get any of the choices of that, or they just tell you, all right, this is what you're wearing this week?
No. I've got choices, and I don't, they kind of know to stay away from
pink.
Hot pink.
And yeah. I think it's a great color for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, it's interesting, like with Tiger, you know the whole year what outfits he's going to wear every round in the majors.
Right.
Do they do that with you too?
Yeah, they're going to do that. They do that with about four or five guys, and they do it for the Players' Championship and all the majors.
Wow.
And, you know, a couple other events here and there, but yeah, I've already seen what I'm wearing for the Players' Championship and the Masters.
All right, we're talking to Justin Leonard here on the ticket. What's with this black ball, and how weird was to hit that? That's the craziest looking thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty crazy, and it's strictly promotional. I mean, you can't sell this.
But what are they promoting?
If you hit it in, rough, it's an inch and a half, you're never going to find it.
They're
just promoting the company. They're promoting the name, the Nike Black.
Because I'm thinking they're not going to sell many.
Now, Justin, one of the questions we had last week when it was coming up is, that you have to play the one, it's the one ball rule.
Right.
I mean, was there any issues with playing with a different, I guess it's not.
Color doesn't matter.
It's the same exact ball, it's just a different color?
It's the same exact ball. The one thing they did have to change was the color of the logo. Because a black ball, a black logo is not going to show up.
They had
to make that gold. Well, on the white ball, they couldn't have a black logo, so they had to make that logo gold as well.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, but it was fun. I mean, I tried it a couple times in the par threes in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and both shots I just about shanked, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be ugly. I'm going to get the biggest booze on 16T tomorrow. Thursday, it's blowing like 20 miles an hour into us, and I'm about 3 over par already. I'm like, oh my word. And I hit the best looking 5-iron I've ever hit. It's about 8 feet. Of course, I couldn't shake that in, but I thought, you know what? I may need to use this thing the rest of the round.
That would be wild.
But I didn't do it. But it was, it was pretty cool.
Are they going to make you work?
People out around the greens with, Nike One black shirts and kind of just reminding people of a great golf ball.
Okay, so are we going to see it again?
I don't know if they have plans to do it again. I know it's kind of a West Coast thing, and then they're going to let it die out. They may have gotten enough plug for it in Phoenix that they won't do it again.
No, that was pretty good.
They don't want to wear anything out. It's like the whole Frank, the head cover thing.
Right.
Frank's kind of retired for now.
So you're going to get a mascot like Tiger? You're going to have a little something in your bag in commercials and stuff?
Well, you never know. You never know.
Hey, we're talking to Justin Leonard here on the ticket. The question I have is, we were looking at Padraig Harrington's shoes. He's got these new shoes that the USGA and the RNA are thinking of outlining because it helps build the stance or whatever. And I'm of the belief that if they took away every single rule restriction on equipment for an entire year, balls can go as far as they want, you could have grooves as big as a freeway, I don't care, in your club, I'm guessing that the scores don't go down that much.
I would agree with you.
So why do they have them?
Because Jack Nicklaus' bitch is loud enough.
He's done, man. Jack is done. I'm just saying they waste so much time on trying to find out what's legal, what's illegal. And I'm saying you just grow a little rough, make the greens a little faster, and I don't care what you put in your hand or what you hit.
I think the interesting thing is the drivers, the size of the drivers. I mean, I think at some point you start getting diminished returns. You make it so big that you're going to lose club head speed at some point. They've set the limit at like 470 or something. And
460 is the limit. But why is 460 a limit? How do they arrive at that?
I don't know. That's a great question. Somebody asked me yesterday, a buddy of mine says, when did they set that limit? Was this 2 years ago? Was this 20 years ago? I said, man, I've got no idea. Because, 2 years ago, we're all hitting, 330 cc heads, and that was big.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's 460. I think the golf ball would make a difference. If you allowed them to use, you know, like the old Robin Hood, or I guess years ago they had a British ball.
The one that goes through tank armor?
Yeah.
I've seen that. I wanted to...
Yeah, and, you know, the ones that you see in the sports page, on like page 12C down in the corner.
Yeah.
You know, ball breaks, now it goes to moon and back, and now it's, you know, all this stuff. So, but illegal by USGA.
They still got
to
put.
So, you know, I think he gives something for the USGA to do, to do all this testing and stuff. But I agree with you. I don't think scores would go down a whole lot. But, you know, I think every once in a while you'd see a week or see a couple guys and you go, wow, there's no way they could do that with, you know, the regular golf ball.
All right, Justin. So you're one of our friends on tour. You can be honest with us. And given the recent news of different sports lately, steroid problem on the tour?
No.
Look at the guys on tour.
Can't you tell?
Yeah, you guys will never be accused of that, will you?
No.
There's nothing you guys can take. I mean, I know the beta blockers were a big deal at one point, but, you know, there's nothing. Maybe one beer. One beer usually helps.
That would help a few guys.
Two kills you, but one usually definitely helps.
Yeah.
So you're where are you heading up next? You going to Nissan?
I'm going to L.A. on Tuesday for the Nissan Open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll play the match play the week after that. And then... Amanda's probably going to stop traveling because she's due April 22nd. So I may play Doral. I'm not sure yet. But then I'll definitely play Honda, and I'll play TPC and Augusta.
Is it two and done? Is it two kids and that's it?
No, not necessarily.
Really?
All right. Do we know what this one is?
Yeah, we're having another girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Right. We might shoot for a third. Not that we're looking for a boy or anything. I mean, at this point, I might just want all girls.
Wow. Well, you know, it's all about you. You know,
it is.
It's the guy that determines the sex, so, you know, you must have a proclivity to get daughters. I don't know. So you want a litter.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much fun. We love the chaos. We had another couple over yesterday, and they have a 3-year-old and a 2-month-old. And it was just like, it was so cool because he's... Kids are running around screaming, and the dog's going nuts.
Yep.
And just like smiling, going, "This is great."
Now I remember the old Justin back when you were the bachelor, and everything was just right, and everything was just so. And you realize over time that you know what? I'm fighting a losing battle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
we got a
dog.
Right.
Labrador.
And he travels on your golf course, right?
Yeah. She comes out, and we travel with her a little bit, but. No, once that first dog hair hit the floor, I knew I was fighting a losing battle.
That's good. You're a smart man. You're learning the life of the husband.
Like Turner and Hooch, baby.
All right, Justin. Hey, thanks a lot for popping on with us, and we'll catch up with you down the road, and best of luck the rest of the year. And, you know, last two Hope winners, what did they win?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did they win?
Don't mention it. You know what? If that happens, I'll be with you guys the next week, okay?
You promise?
Yeah, I promise.
All right, man.
All right. That would be the Masters, although we didn't mention that. Thanks a lot, Justin. Best luck. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
Got it. Take care, guys.
All right. That is the great Justin Leonard here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You know, we've all seen him grow up.
Yep. You know, I remember covering him when The Ticket was just an infancy when he won the NCAA championship at Stonebridge.
10, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, he's become such a true gentleman. He's a fun guy.
And he's mellowed. Marriage, you know this. Marriage and kids just knock you down a notch that you're not not all that anymore.
We showed him on the cover of the magazine, I guess, 4 years ago, before he got married. He was at his house, and that thing looked like a museum.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how our bachelors, well, not all bachelors, but... You know when you're a single guy.
So when I was a bachelor, my place was a mess.
Well,
and I didn't care.
You're a slob.
But if I was going to have a date, I'd clean it up real quick to get everything in the closet.
Well, for a guy like Justin, though, who was very particular about just about everything, to have him come to the dark side of just like, whatever, guys, that's a good thing. It's actually good for
him. So what's worse, destroying a bachelor, a guy like him, kids or a dog?
Kids. Dog you can control.
Yeah.
Kids, no chance.
Dog shed, baby.
All right, 9:10 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. T-Box out at Dallas Golf today, just north of 635 and Northwest Highway in Garland. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. People are coming in to sign up for the special Valentine's Day gift for the golfer in your life, where you sign up for an AvroGolfer subscription, get 12 free rounds of golf. You get a free Tommy Armour sandwich. You get a free half-hour golf lesson at Hank Haney's. They got half-off golf balls. They got half-off golf gloves. It's a great day, especially if you're a female looking for something for the guy in your life. Come by, we'll be here till 10.
You know what? They sell the Tommy Armour sandwich for $40.
Yeah, so it's free.
So
absolutely free.
Yep.
And if you can't make it out here, you can always call the AvroGolfer office at 972-550-9000. All right, up next, a hypothetical. Golf hypothetical. We'll need input.
I love hypotheticals.
Next on the ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. It's a huge first day, Friday, February 18th at Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, Summer Ticket Stock 2005. We blow the doors off the Plano Center at noon, and the first 5,000 P1s through the door get new ticket chip calendars. The free autographs start at noon with Maverick great Derek Harper, and Dallas star Bill Guerin signs the screen. Bad Radio do their show, followed by the Hardline. And then the first of our Wheels Off roundtables gets up and flying at 5. Battle of the Bands winner Max Cady cranks up at 7, and then the ticket time wasters close the show on a huge first day Friday at HummerTickets.com.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Great clips, great haircuts every time.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Or call 817-273-5100.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Mavericks get a huge win in Sacramento. CarMax brings you the ticker. They beat the Kings 115-113. Dirk Nowitzki led all scorers with 27 points. Eric Dampier blocked a shot by Cuttino Mobley with 27 seconds left. The Kings wanted a goaltending call, but they didn't get it. Mavericks hand the Kings their fourth straight loss. Sonics upset the Suns 113-105. Ray Allen scored 21 points in the game, and Coach Nate McMillan says he was happy about the victory.
It's a big win, you know. It's a tough team, a very good team, a difficult team to defend. You know, we had a game plan that we want to execute tonight. I thought we did a good job tonight of doing that.
Mavericks play the Sonics on Sunday. And Karl Malone and Reggie Miller have both announced their retirement. Malone plans to officially announce his retirement on Sunday in Salt Lake City, while Miller has said that this season is indeed his last. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the only live and local Bob Nunn show in Dallas-Fort Worth. By Karen Laser Center, North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:19 on The Ticket. Good morning. Welcome to the T-Box. Special Valentine's edition. By the way, happy Valentine's Day on Monday. And if you want to do something nice for the golfer in your life, come by today. We're at Dallas Golf, just north of 635 and Northwest Highway. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, and we're selling Avid Golfer golf subscriptions. For a mere $29.95, you get 12 free rounds of golf. 12, including Bear Creek, including Bridalwood, including Tierra Verde, including Links of Water Chase. Some great stuff. And you also get a free Tommy Armour sandwich. And a free, are you done?
What?
You just quit playing with your headset.
Well, no, he told me to touch it to see if it was working. I wasn't working.
Chilling. And a free half-hour golf
lesson. So mad at me, doesn't he? It wasn't even my fault. You told me, touch the headset, see if it's working, because I had to switch headsets. You're so mad at me.
Free half-hour golf lesson at Hank Haney Golf Range.
God.
So we'll be here till 10 o'clock today. And now you can turn him down a little bit.
Turn me up.
Turn him off.
More.
Turn him off. Okay, 9:30. T-Box Trivia win free golf. Golfer and wife left of the cliffs. We'll do that at 9:30. All right, so the hypothetical is this. There's two father-son teams on the PGA Tour. Turn them back up. And so the question is this. Bill Haas, son of Jay, and Kevin Stadler, son of Craig, are desperately looking to get their tour full card. I think Kevin, he got exempt with the Q School, but Bill Haas is trying to get through on sponsors' exemptions. And it might be kind of dicey. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. I think only five golfers have ever, in fact, Justin was one of them, have ever joined the PGA Tour without having to go to Q School.
Right. Tiger was one. Justin was one.
Phil Mickelson. Matt Kuchar. And
right.
Gary Hallberg, I believe. Which, whatever happened.
Gary Hallberg. He's on the senior tour right now, I think.
Yeah. So the question is this, and since Jay Haas and Craig Stadler play pretty well, I mean, I don't know when they're going to play on the senior tour, quite honestly. I mean, Craig Stadler's played almost every event this year on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
So the hypothetical would be, if they and their kid are in the last group, and they're tied, and you're the dad, do you tank?
Yes.
How do you tank without looking like you tanked?
I can't. You know,
now, would anybody care? Would there be an uproar with anybody?
You and I are same way. You know, when you get to a certain age, and Justin will learn this one day, you know what? When your kids get a certain age, it's all about your kids. Now, it doesn't matter what you do. It's about what your kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're living for what your kids do. And it doesn't matter what you do anymore. As long as you're providing for your family, it doesn't matter what you shoot on a golf round on a golf course. Your wife doesn't care. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but this is...
They care about what your son's doing.
This is a professional sports form entity, you know, and so...
You know what, man? You're all about... You're doing everything for your kids. I'm doing whatever I can for my kids. If I've got to...
But I also know dads that want you to earn it. It's kind of like... Okay, it's like this. I don't allow my kid to beat me at anything.
I don't either. How mad does your wife get at you, too?
No, I'm telling that there'll be that day when he finally does, and I'm old and decrepit, and he's gotten stronger and bigger and everything else, and that is like the greatest day ever. I know George Dunn talks about it when his son finally beat him at golf. But you don't want to be a laydown, but then again, this is different. This is your kid's career. This is giving him 2-year exemption. And would he get any heat, either Craig Sadler or Jay Haas, get any heat from the press?
No.
For laying down for their kid?
Well, if they'd give it heat just because they'd have to write about something. But no. No. Hell, I'd step on the opponent's ball if I had to make my kid win.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting question. I mean, I think inherently you could easily gack and these guys are so good, they could just miss the green.
Without even
looking like it. You know,
yeah.
And the kid, you know, gets his 2-putt and wins. And I wonder if we'll ever see that. I mean, Jay Haas and Craig Sadler are pretty good players still. You know, and Bill.
You know, the only problem with Craig and Jay are the same thing that happened to Peter Jacobson. You know, you get 51 years old and your body starts to break down a little bit.
No, they haven't shown any signs of that.
Well, neither did Peter Jacobson until yesterday.
No, he's always had a bad back.
Yeah, but he had no knee problems.
Well, until he was walking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the problem. That's the problem with when you hit in your 50s and you're still playing a professional sport. Things hurt more.
Yeah, but
no,
we're in much better shape. The 45...
Craig Sadler's in much better shape?
Well, he's always been that, though. When he lost weight, his game went to hell.
Yeah.
So he has a certain body type that works best for him, but everybody's getting in better shape and is lasting longer in better shape
right
than our fathers did.
Yeah.
So being 50-51 is nothing anymore. Greg Norman still looks like he could run a marathon. But I'll tell you the other thing on top of that, what I'm starting to get worried about, not that I really worry about the senior tour much. I don't give it a whole lot of thought.
No.
It's kind of just, it's kind of like a circus coming into town where you look at the old names that...
You know what's funny about it, too, that I think is kind of funny? We call the Byron Nelson the Byron or the Nelson. Somebody from EDS is calling us and saying, you know, it is the EDS Byron Nelson.
Yeah.
Or we call it the Women's Tour. They tell us it's the LPGA.
Right.
We call the Senior Tour Champions Tour something different every day,
yeah,
every week, and nobody cares.
I'll tell you, though, it's a nice niche product that a lot of people don't necessarily follow, but those guys that are exempt make a killer.
Well, you know what? A perfect example.
The greatest annuity ever.
Because we have an avid golfer down in Austin, and we've got a Hill Country avid golfer, and they don't have a PGA event down there.
Right.
They've got the Kinko's Senior Open or Champions Tour or whatever, and that is the top professional golf event that happens in Austin.
Right. Well,
so,
and that's what they're doing. They're going to the second-tiered market.
Which they should.
So there's no PGA Tour event, and they're the biggest thing in town.
Yeah.
And they're once a year, and, you know, they just got to allow the Chi-Chi Rodriguez's of the world to get back in. And
Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
You know, again, nobody cares. And you know what? I'm not sure if I care if they take golf carts, because the whole tour is kind of wheels off.
They should be. They don't want another Peter Jacobson to happen. They need to have golf carts.
Although it looks weird. Because one thing about the Senior Tour / Champions Tour is how accessible they are to the gallery. They'll talk in between holes to the TV announcers.
Didn't they have a mic last year?
Yeah,
or a year before.
They'll do that, and they play like 3 rounds of pro-am. I think every day's a pro-am almost out there.
Right.
And to see them in carts, that makes them less accessible. And you know, if the same guys that were bitching and moaning about Casey Martin now want the same consideration, which cracks me up.
Right.
So, go figure. All right, 925 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Again, we're at Dallas Golf today at 635, just north of 635 on Northwest Highway. Yeah, Northwest Highway, right? Did I just say that?
Yeah,
senior moment. We'll be here till 10
Daniel,
o'clock.
Why can't you get anything right? Are you done yet?
And we'll be here till 10
o'clock. Am I ever allowed to get mad at him, ever?
No. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, and we're seeing a lot of ladies come in.
Yeah, some hot too.
Buying some gifts for their husbands.
The only problem is, if you're single, you want to hang out to see the ladies come by. Usually they're buying something for their Valentine.
Oh, I think that's negotiable.
Boobs, darling.
I think that's negotiable. Everything's negotiable in life. You bring up a better offer, they'll listen.
Although, and a single.
Yeah, they'll listen.
Single and available.
You can see lovely Anna.
Buy a subscription from her, and you never know.
All right, 12 free rounds of golf, a free Tommy Armour sandwich, a free half-hour lesson at Hank Haney's Golf Ranch. You also get a free swing analysis on Dallas Golf launch monitor. That's a great deal. And half off Max Flight Tour Edition golf balls, the M3s.
By the way, we were at the PGA Merchandise Show. The number one product at the show was
Speed Stick.
The Speed Stick. I am going home with one today.
They have them both. They have for people under 175 pounds, which is the blue, and the red's over 175. It's a great tool because you swing it, and there's like a little speedometer in it.
Yeah.
And it tells you how fast your swing speed is. And it's awesome. It's really a pretty good item. And
I'm going home with one today.
Are you? You paying for it?
Yeah,
sure. Okay, up next, 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T Wireless. It's T-Box Trivia. Win free golf from Avid Golfer and White Bluff in the Cliffs. Your answers to our question next on The Ticket.
Coming up on the Mark Elfenbein Show, I'd like to thank Jose Canseco and Ken Caminiti for at least speaking out about steroids. Hey, look, the more we know about it, the better off baseball will be. We'll talk about that. Steve Nash and Dirk Nowitzki are teammates again. No, not with the Mavs. NBA Western Conference All-Star teammates. We'll talk about the Mavs and grade them at the halfway point. And finally, we'll take a look back at the Patriots Super Bowl victory and rate all the three-time winners of the Super Bowl. We'll do it all Sunday morning, 8 to 11 on the Mark Elfenbein Show.
Let's face it. Listening every minute of an entire Ticket broadcast day is asking a little much, even for the most devoted P1s. You actually have a wife for a life. That's why we put together the Ticket Top 10.
That's it.
The highlights of what went down today, reduced to its lowest common denominator. 10. Every weeknight at 7, we're counting down the hits, the bits, and the HSOs to catch you up on...
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code METRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code METRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip.
Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Area stores or visit Hellsburg.com.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Transform the way you get your next vehicle.
The Ticket.
After shooting a 62 on Thursday at Pebble Beach, Phil Mickelson shot a 67 yesterday to take a four-stroke lead in the tournament. Mickelson says he's not backing off for round three.
The goal for me, again, is to be aggressive and try to attack it. With the greens being soft, try to make as many birdies as I can.
Mike Weir is second at minus 11. Mavericks beat the Kings at Arco Arena 115-113 in the final. Jason Terry had a huge three-point play with 12.6 seconds left. That helped ice the game for the Mavericks. Mavs will try to put a win streak together when they play Seattle on Sunday night. And Stars owner Tom Hicks says the NHL Players Union has rejected the owner's best offer, and that play will not resume until a system that works is put into place. This comes after NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman announced that this weekend is the drop-dead date for the season. That's a ticket ticker, service of the Air National Guard. Looking for a job with a sense of purpose? The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you, ready to step into the defense of the homeland. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Call 800-2-GO-ANG. That's 800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tickets for the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 are on sale now. Get your seats for just $13.10 apiece at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 9:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. T-Box out of Dallas Golf, just north of 635 on Northwest Highway. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. A nice stream of people coming in to get the last-minute Valentine's Day gift. A subscription to Avid Golfer Magazine. Get 12 free rounds of golf. Get a free Tommy Armour sandwich. In fact, you walk out with that. A free half-hour golf lesson from Hank Haney's Golf Ranch. In fact, some of the courses from the Avid Golfer.
This is the last month for Bear Creek.
Yeah, last month for Bear Creek. Get that free. Bridalwood Golf Club. You got Riverside, Links at Water Chase. Fantastic golf course. Harbor Lakes is great. Tierra Verde, Fossil Creek, Mansfield, Little Brickyard, Plantation, Westridge, and Lake Park. I mean, it, for $29.95,
can't
beat that. And we've seen a nice number of ladies coming in, buying for the golfers in their life. And like I said, it's an easy present, because what do guys get for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
They get the bill.
And if you can't get here, you can call 972-550-9000.
Yeah, talk to lovely Robert. He'll take care of you.
Lovely Robert?
Yeah.
All right,
Remember.
We'll mix with the rant at 9:50 today. But it's time for the T-Box Trivia, sponsored by Avid Golfer and also White Bluff and the Cliffs. Give free golf to all that. Here's the question for you to answer. When Phil Mickelson won the FBR / Phoenix Open last week, he broke a streak on tour. Five events. Broke a streak that was the longest streak since 1976 on tour. So when he won last week, he broke a streak of the first five tournaments of the year that was the longest streak since 1976. He accomplished something just by winning this tournament. But what did he do by winning that tournament? Again, broke a streak since, it's almost 30 years. That had not happened since 1976. He broke a streak by winning this tournament. As a winner, what did he do? 214-787-1310. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on the ticket. What's up?
He was a left-handed golfer to win the tournament.
Nah, the left-handed golfer is not it. Nope.
Oh, it's a good guess. I'm stumped.
Again, the question, by winning the Phoenix Open last week, it was the first time a winner had done this in the first five events of the year, and that made the longest streak for this happening since 1976. Jason, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Good morning.
Jason,
you didn't know it.
I hang up.
James, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. What you got? Wow. Tough question, I guess, huh? Tricia, you're on the ticket. How you doing?
Yes, the largest stroke victory?
No, not the largest stroke victory. But
good guess,
I love the female guesser.
Thank you.
The best. Thanks for listening. 214-787-1310, pound 1310. We'll just take them blind. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Four straight rounds under par golf.
No, not four straight rounds, but you're getting kind of in the general vicinity. Again, Phil Mickelson, by winning last week, broke a streak that lasted five events on tour.
Oh, I just got it.
That hadn't been done. The last time it took five straight weeks was back in 1976. So by Mickelson winning last week, he broke kind of a dubious streak on tour, I think. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Hello.
He's the first guy this year with the third round lead to win.
Absolutely. First,
is that right?
54-hole leader that actually closed to win a tournament. We're having all our closers.
Oh, on a five round tournament, though.
That'll be a four round tournament. He said the third round, 54.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of amazing. And what I found more amazing is that this is the longest streak since 1976.
Wow.
I think that was really crazy, but great job. What's your name?
Tom.
All right, Tom, where are you calling from?
Capel.
All right. Well,
nice job. Nice job.
We'll put you on hold, and lovely Brandon will get all your information. You'll get free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine and White Bluff in the Cliffs. Good job, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. He'll put you on hold, and that's it.
You know, did he shoot over par on Sunday?
No, I don't think so. I think he came close. I know he birdied 18.
Yeah, he birdied 18, but he was going to win no matter what.
I thought
that might have been his first time somebody shot over par on Sunday.
No, because Justin Leonard did. The last time he won, I think when he won the Honda, he was the last guy to win it over par. I don't know if he shot over par. He didn't have a birdie. There's some crazy thing. It was something like that.
You know what? With the shot link stuff, we can get a stat on everything now.
Yep. I thought this was pretty interesting, too. I don't know if they keep stats for this on what the record is, but Luke Donald going into this tournament had 17 straight sand saves.
He was really?
17 for 17. That's got to be close to a record.
We all talk about sand saves and we all struggle out of the bunkers. And the pros, when we see them on Sunday, it seems like 90% of them are getting up and down from the bunkers.
Right.
But the average on tour is under 70%.
You know, the closest on tour they own that shot link, which is the best thing ever. The closest to the pin coming out of the sand was by none other than Hank Keeney.
Is that right?
Averaged like 6 or 7 feet.
How about that?
So, you know, you start getting out there from there, sand saves are getting pretty dicey.
Yeah.
You know, but 17, he was, Luke Donald was 17 for 17, and then he missed one at the AT&T, but
pretty good streak. Hey, I don't have, yeah, I do. I got a quick hit. Got time for a quick hit?
Yeah.
You know a guy by the name of Scott Draper?
Didn't ring a bell.
He is a professional tennis player.
Okay. He's
on,
I don't know him.
He's on the world tennis whatever. He
sure
plays
is.
On it.
Yeah.
So he decided to, you know what? He ain't in the top 20. He's not in the top 30 in tennis. He's probably top 50 player.
Uh-huh.
Time to try golf.
Right.
So, while in Australia, he went and played at the Victoria Open in Melbourne.
Okay.
Concurrently, he was playing in the Australian Open tennis tournament.
Okay.
So he's playing in a golf tournament and a professional golf tournament and a major tennis tournament at the same time.
Wow.
And he partnered, he won the mixed doubles title.
How about that?
And twice he had to play his round of golf and then drive to the tennis courts and play his match in the afternoon.
You know, when I was playing high school baseball, we had a guy on our baseball team that was lightning fast. And when we played back in high school, the track meets were always at the same place as the varsity baseball team, wherever they were all playing. But what we would do is when the 100, 220, and the relay happened, we would stop down the game.
Just to watch him?
He would put on his track shoes. Go over to the track, run the event, and then come back.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive. Yep. You know, I just thought that was so amazing. We talk about conditioned athletes and how tiring either a round of tennis is or a match of tennis or a round of golf. And this guy's doing both at a professional level.
Yep.
And I didn't play that golf-wise. He didn't play it well. He shot 79, 74, missed a cut. But he won the mixed doubles title. Mets Australian Open's a major.
Yep.
And it's not even like he won a single title, but he won something.
Hey. Speaking of sports athletes that can do well in two activities, Lisa Fernandez, the, I don't know if she's not the hot softball pitcher, is she? Who's the blonde? Is she the blonde?
Yeah,
okay,
Jenny,
not her. So,
Jenny Finch.
So Lisa Fernandez is not the hot, but she's pretty darn good softball player.
Yeah.
In 2 years, she, from starting golf, playing golf, she got down to a 4 handicap. In
really?
2 years.
You hear people
do that from time to time, just a natural athlete, and the first day they go out and play a round of golf, they might shoot in the 90s, which is unheard of.
Right.
And they're shooting scratch golf in 2 or 3 years.
Right.
That's still damn impressive.
Okay, one more. Top Flight just signed Mae Wood. Do you have any idea who she is?
No.
She is a long drive player. Female long drive player.
That's why I don't know her.
Big and tall.
Mm.
And hot.
Really?
I mean, hot.
Is there a picture of her now?
Hot.
No, but she is
Maywood,
hot.
M-A-Y or M-A-Y?
It's unfortunate that long drive's not a bigger sport because this woman would be everywhere.
M-A-Y or
M-A-E? M-A-Y.
M-A-Y Wood.
Wood.
All right, look her up. Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
She's a hot baby.
All right, 9:45, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out at Dallas Golf today on 635 and Northwest Highway, just north of 635 behind Racetrack, and we'll be here until 10 o'clock, but you can still come out and sign up for a last-minute Valentine's gift
yes.
for the golfer in your life. A lot of ladies coming
there's
in.
There's some hots here.
And they're smart, because
I'm
what were they going to get
off.
The guy in their
just
life?
Embarrassed one of them.
If this didn't, what were you going to get? What were you going to get the guy in your life if this wasn't offered today? What were you going to get him for Valentine's? What? Well, you raised your eyebrow. Is that what I'm thinking you're saying? Really?
So is this just you're not going to not give him that now. This is just an added bonus, isn't it?
So wait a minute. So you were just going to...
Added bonus, baby.
You were just going to give it up for Valentine's? That's your gift to him. So...
But you're not cheap.
Wait. So wait a minute.
Baby.
So if he were just to give it up for you, would that be enough?
No.
Somehow, Guys just,
you know what? It's about being married, baby.
That's good, though. Yeah, it's one of the four times a year, right?
That's right.
It's anniversary, birthday, Valentine's Day, and...
What's the fourth?
Christmas? Hanukkah?
I don't know. I don't know the fourth.
That's the four guarantees a year that married guys get it. Other than that, it's an absolute
Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Where you get to pretend and be somebody else. Everybody has a good time. 9:47 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. We'll mix with the rant next.
The Sports Page won't waste your time with more info on the people of Tsunami, shrinking Social Security, or the pros and cons of a strong mayor.
Which one of us is going to get the T1 vote?
Dallas-Fort Worth's only free weekly sports newspaper is where you'll get the latest on Rangers pitching, Mavs defense, and the Cowboys screwing up in the draft.
Uh-oh!
German skin sound off while Big Ben chimes in every week with HSOs that are sure to light a fire under your sports butt. Go directly to the Sports Page. What?
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Mavericks get a huge win in Sacramento. They beat the Kings at Arco Arena 115-113. There was some controversy with 27 seconds left in the game. Petito Mobley threw up a shot that Eric Dampier blocked. The Kings wanted a goaltending call. They didn't get it. This put the Malouf brothers' panties in a wad, but the Mavericks win. They hand their Kings their fourth loss. Carmelo Anthony and the Nuggets took on LeBron James and the Cavaliers elsewhere in the NBA last night. Nuggets end up beating the Cavs 106-101, and Melo chipped in with 14 points.
We came at halftime. Coach Carl got on us about being so lackadaisical out there and not being aggressive. Second half, we came out and, I mean, we've been down before when we came back and we lost over there in Minnesota coming back. But we left it all out there on the court tonight. I think we did a great job and down the stretch, and that's what counted.
LeBron had 35 points in the game, however. Two of the best in their day in the NBA have decided to call it quits. Karl Malone has announced that he will have a press conference in Salt Lake City on Sunday to announce his retirement. Malone spent 19 seasons in the NBA, and Reggie Miller has said that this season will be his last. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticket host has the biggest sports break in our sports quiz, live at 5. Saturday, February 19th at Hummer Ticket Stock 2005 at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Norris America, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:53 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down. We're at Dallas Golf, just north of 635 on Northwest Highway. We'll be here till 10:30 today. And signing people up for the last-minute Valentine's Day gift for the golf of your life, the Avid Golfer subscription, 12 free rounds of golf. You get a free Tommy Armour sandwich. You get a half-hour golf lesson at Hank Haney's Golf Ranch. And they have half-off golf balls and half-off golf gloves and a free swing analysis on their launcher.
And they'll be here doing that all day.
Yeah.
We'll be here till 10:30 with the subscriptions. Meet lovely Anna.
A lot of people thank the promo crew of Paul, Brett, and Eric, Pete the engineer, Brandon back at the station, lovely Layla, lovely Anna for taking all the orders today. Thank you very much. And Keenan,
the biggest
the hot mom,
Kenan,
the hot mom. The hot mom wanted to say hi to her husband, Toby. And there's a favorite drop, Brandon, that I think...
Struggling.
Struggling. She admitted
struggling.
That
struggling.
Normally, on Valentine's Day, her gift to him
struggling
is giving it up, but he can't provide the same service.
Struggling.
Exactly. He's struggling. He's actually could provide something of material value.
Struggling.
And I think it's probably the way it is in 99.9% of all marriages. Which is not necessarily a bad thing, because it's...
No. Again, well, at least you're getting it once.
I want to kiss you.
Are you married over a decade?
Huge compliment.
You get the four magic times of the year. And the rest is all negotiation.
Yes, it is.
Yep. And speaking of negotiating, parties of the rant, I think, have migrated in. And it's Gordon and Davey.
Struggling.
And maybe Corby, maybe not, back at the station. Or they're not listening. Okay.
Struggling.
Well, whenever you get around to it. Oh, one thing to promote, be sure to go to theticket.com. Look at the Volvo tournament, their celebrity golf tournament. It's at the Tribute, March 4th. A lot of Cowboys are playing in it. It seems like almost all of them. And it's a great event. If you buy your entry fee over at Volvo of Dallas, they'll take some money off.
Yeah, it's cheap.
It's a good deal. It's March 4th at the Tribute for the Volvo golf tournament sponsored by Dallas. Or Volvo of Dallas.
Hey, I'm going to be out next week.
Struggling.
Being in Vegas on my annual trip to Vegas. You going to tease who your guest host is going to be?
Nope. Not yet.
Name?
I'll find somebody.
Sick.
Oh, you still...
Just need a, you know, somebody there to bounce stuff off.
So you yell at him.
Yep.
You yell at
Cobra!
When you replace me those times, do you yell at them like you yell at me?
No, they don't mess up.
It's just me?
Yeah.
Well, Corby used to mess up, I'm sure, when he used to host with you. Did you used to yell at him?
So you're gone during the busiest time of our magazine year. By far the busiest time.
Selfish? I'll be back.
When?
I'll be back Sunday morning.
Wednesday to Sunday?
No, Thursday to Sunday. I'm leaving Wednesday after work.
Noon? All right, well, I guess those guys aren't available, so we'll just...
Oh, sorry, we're here.
You are?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Struggling.
We were just catching up.
David and I hadn't talked in a while, and we were catching up. What's been going on?
All well in y'all's lives?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Although David had an announcement to make.
Let's hear it, Dave, or are we going to tease it?
Is this tease?
David is dying. I don't know any way to say it other than that. David has been diagnosed with a rare strain of adoption that is terminal.
Terminal adoption.
I'm going to let David speak a little bit now. Well, basically what it means is that I was born without an umbilical cord, and I,
please, no cameras, that's insensitive.
It's basically a miracle that I've lived this long, and, when you don't have parents, you really take life for granted. You take every day as a blessing, and, you know, I've made it.
Please, once again, no pictures right now. Thank you.
I've made it 32 years on this earth, and I don't believe I'm going to see my 33rd birthday.
Please, no, I know that was a big statement, and you wanted to take pictures right after it, but...
I just want to take these last moments on this earth to really bring to light the plight of adoption. And there's so much that we can learn. There's so much adoption research that can be done.
Mr. Lane.
I don't think we're going to take questions right now.
No, it's all right. He's a friend.
Okay. Rick Arnett from the golf show on the ticket.
So we're outlawing adoption?
Is that the message? What are we doing?
Are we outlawing adoption?
I'm going to cut off the questions now because of the first confusing one. One of Dave's last wishes, and I have decided to honor this, is he wanted to make love to me in front of all of you.
What?
As a last show of life force, so.
We're getting in position now. This is my last.
It makes me feel sick.
Adoption wish.
I'm sorry. That's it.
All right. Thank you, David, for that beautiful press conference that you had.
Wow.
It was so touching. So what's going on in T-Box life?
Earth-shattering, to say the least. I got a question for you,
yes.
Gordo.
Yes.
Is there a reason why they don't have a mandatory retirement age for the Pope?
Because you're Pope for life. Well, I think he's asking, why are they popes for life?
Yes.
I think that, it all starts, I guess, maybe with the first pope, Peter.
Right.
He's black. I mean, when was he supposed to stop being Peter?
No, you can still
be. Did he have to change his name at 65?
I don't know, man. I saw the video of the Pope in the window shot when he's trying to shoo away the pigeon or whatever, and his tongue's hanging out. And
he looks like a fallen deer.
He looks like Quasimodo.
Okay, I mean, sir.
Isn't there a point,
that
though?
That is my Pope.
Rick Arnett.
No, but remember, he's appointed. This is an appointment. This isn't it is. It's a big vote.
I think the idea is that they're not appointing him Pope as much as they are discovering that he is the next Pope. It's kind of like the Dalai Lama.
And how did they discover that? It's
divinely appointed?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I really don't know the answer to that. I always thought it was kind of divinely appointed in the College of Cardinals kind of vote on who they feel has the, you know, who should be
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but I think I'm wrong on that now that I say it.
Well, doesn't it get to a point, though, where you want somebody representing the whole
Jesus
group? I mean, in a positive way rather than, oh, my gosh, is this guy going to make it? Is this guy, can he say anything? He misses Ash Wednesday. I mean, it gets a little rough, doesn't it?
What, he just overslept and forgot about it?
Yeah, he could do a little more than that.
He did miss Ash Wednesday for, like, the first time in his life. Yeah, you know.
I don't know. It makes the religion seem like it's a little out of touch.
But you know what? He has a pretty good message with this. His message is that, look, I'm not going to hide from the public, or we're not going to be secretive about my physical condition, because, you know what? This is it's kind of a testimony to all people, you know, that we age and we suffer and we die, and I'm not going to hide my suffering from everyone.
Jesus?
The Pope. Close.
Of course.
Is the answer Jesus?
Second in command.
Well,
you're Catholic now, aren't you? No, David.
No, I didn't convert.
Oh.
You
Your wife
go?
Is Catholic? You
Jesus?
Can't make me convert.
No, I'm not trying to convert you, Corby.
It's brazen.
Yeah, my wife is. I'm not.
But you go.
Did you get married in a Catholic church?
Mm-hmm.
You were there, weren't you?
Is that allowed? Yes, I was. I must have
You
been.
Don't have to convert.
You don't?
There's more money in jugs than God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we would
it's
have.
It's true, though.
Wow.
And David, you're still Catholic? Do you
still
consider yourself
I'm
Catholic?
I'm still Catholic, yeah.
Right.
From, like, your parents?
Yeah.
Or I heard you're not real parents, obviously.
Right.
That's terrible about your death.
Right.
It really was.
You're the end of it?
No.
Oh, good.
Violent. He granted my make-a-wish.
Yeah, his final wish was to make love to me in front of everyone.
What?
Violent.
And I granted him his wish. It was gross.
That was so sweet. Hey, we gave your magazine some nice plugs. Yesterday.
I heard about that. Thank you very much.
You know, we had 700 hits in the 30 minutes that you guys were talking about it. Are you serious? Yeah, we didn't have we didn't even have it up.
That's the record.
Corby's never done 700 hits.
Not a half hour,
right?
Maybe an hour.
Now, did you guys follow up the conversation whether it was the whole genesis was a gal that's in this good a shape?
No, we're going to talk about that on Monday. About
right.
Dear God, but I'm horny. Types of females that we enjoy.
How many people Phil Collins has been with?
Different genesis.
I know for a fact what these guys would say. Have you seen the cover of Avid Golfer?
No, I have not.
There's a girl in there that's like just.
She's got the most ripped stomach ever.
Rock hard.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
She makes you feel that way?
No, Dave. She is ripped.
Oh, okay.
She's got, like, one of those stomachs.
What's her story, Rick? And
She's a Desperado dancer.
Oh, okay.
So what's the question? She's hot. She's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but.
As long as they don't have muscles. I mean,
what
do you call that? No.
She's in great shape.
She has, like, no body fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not built up.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Right. But I think that you prefer, like I do, like, women
soft,
are supposed to be softer.
Soft and curvy.
Yeah.
And hangers.
I mean, I'm not opposed. I like just all different kinds of women.
Well, I do, too.
Yeah. But I don't mind.
That's why I got married.
Yeah, like, Dave doesn't like.
I'm ready.
Dave doesn't like any body fat. He would rather have, like, a starvation victim than a girl that has a little bit of pudge on her stomach.
Right.
Exactly.
And I'm the exact opposite. I would much rather go a little too heavy than
Me
a little
too.
Too skinny.
Me too.
Yeah.
This girl's very hot.
How old is she?
23-ish? 23, 22.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, she's seen her last birthday.
The other,
like Davey?
The other girl that's with her is a root, though.
Hey,
live in town, Dave.
Jeez Louise.
She's the root of beauty.
The root
God,
of beauty. Yeah.
That was a good save.
Well, you know, everybody has their opinion. But, yeah, she's got something, the cover gal. And I think she golfs, but I'm not sure.
Does that make her hotter if she golfs?
It doesn't matter.
Well,
it
makes her,
golf club.
Makes her appropriate. Makes her appropriate. And what do you think? Now, go to the back.
I want to do the whole show in this life and see if everyone will listen first.
Good.
Hey, what'd y'all think of Meredith Land?
Yeah, go to the back at page 94.
Sorry. I was driving myself nuts because the whole way I was
driving into work, I was talking to myself in that voice, and I couldn't stand myself, but I couldn't stop.
You were
it
weird.
It sucks being me. I'm telling you.
Seriously.
That's why I used to have to get blasted every night just to try to forget myself.
Now, did you go to the Backer magazine? Isn't she cute?
Who is this?
She's a Channel 5 news reporter Meredith Land.
Bitch.
She's got something.
The only thing is her eyes are uneven and her
everybody's
kind of
eyes
go out like
even.
A cow catcher.
Everybody's eyes are uneven.
Let's see.
I think she's hot.
It's a cow catcher.
On a train. Push the cows off the track.
But we're not shallow or at all.
Thank you, Craig.
She's kind of pulling her hips through.
Or
she's coming around on her swing.
Would you guys stop it?
You're not supposed to evaluate her swing.
But she's into Pilates, so.
Yeah, she is into Pilates.
That's big. I mean, she's flexible.
Hey, you guys know we all got that one shot on 17 at Sawgrass.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd you do on that?
I hooked it so bad. I mean, like, rope hook right in the water.
Now, her dad hit the green.
He did, but it went over. I mean, it went in the water. And so, but he still says he hit the green.
Hey, if you see Meredith again.
But it went in the water.
Let her know that she over-tweezes her left eyebrow.
Give it to you.
Hold on, I'll look at it.
Oh,
well, she does.
You know something else? That's pretty benign for Dave to come up with anything.
It sucks being a woman.
I had to scratch pretty deep for that one.
Well, you did. So, I mean, she's got something.
Yeah, she's good. Aside from the eyebrow and the cow catcher.
You know what? Her right canine needs to be filed down a few millimeters, too.
Yeah. Cosmetic dentist can knock that out in about 15 minutes.
Ooh. So, Dave, what's your schedule for the last year of your life? I mean, is it?
Well, I've only got like 5 months or 4 months.
That's it?
Yeah, what would you do if you found out you only had 4 or 5 months? Would you?
I bet he'd do nothing
right
different.
Right now, if you found out that you had 4 or 5 months, no cameras, please, no cameras. Would you consider that your life has been kind of a disappointment, a failure? How would you assess this if this was your final assessment?
Or abysmal.
I would say it was a failure.
Oh, God, David?
And I would spend every last bit of credit that I can string together.
I didn't think you had any more room on your cards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I can pretty much double the hole that I'm in if I want to.
Great. That's wonderful.
And you could also go over your mileage on your leased car, right? You don't care about that anymore?
I would.
He would respect that.
I would max out my cards, and I would travel solid.
Uh-huh.
And try and tag as much as I could between now and my death.
Sounds like you'd really take that time to work on your relationship with God.
Well, yeah, I would try and determine when my last like 2 or 3 days is,
and then get down to the God business.
Yeah, get down to the God business at the very end.
So why would you say that your life's been a failure? What have you not done?
I don't really want to get into it.
Oh no, David.
Poor Davey.
Your life has not been a failure, you idiot.
You've had a very good life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So why wouldn't you say, you know what, I won already, so what do I care whether I die?
Oh, just lay in bed and wait for the Grim Reaper?
Yeah.
See, I thought you could say you were going to comb the world for your birth parents, but obviously that's not in the cards.
Nah.
You don't care?
Yeah, what if you hook up with an older woman and then you find out?
I'll see them in hell.
Oh my.
He's right.
That is a good point.
We had a long time to get acquainted then.
We went from the Pope to hell.
Yeah, we've
been
in line
of the century. He wouldn't spend his last 5 months looking for his birth parents because he knows he'll see them in hell.
What a glorious day that'll be, huh, Davey?
Oh, yes.
What about you, Corby? You found out you had 5 months to live. Would you say your life's been a success?
Look.
Well, Corby, could you stop laughing? And
let's see.
Is that what Amber Campisi came dressed as the other day when she came up to the station?
Yeah, she's on page... we had nothing but...
If I could shove my
93.
Head...
93.
Whoa, Corby, what?
Page 93.
If I could shove my head where her...
Oh, Corby!
Where her sweater
is. So vulgar!
Amber Campisi.
That would make my life
Would you please listen to the last name? Please listen to that last name. Before
Why?
You say too much.
I'm just saying, if God allowed me... If God came down and says, okay, you can either come to heaven or shove your head in between her sweater meat,
Give me the sweater meat.
Well, I think God would word it a little bit better than that.
Oh, my goodness.
It could be a touching moment.
Hey, Corby, you can either come to heaven. I got a place for you. All saved, all warmed up.
Yeah, we got a bed.
There's a bed in the back. I hadn't switched the sheets out yet, but...
Wow.
But tuck your head in between that sweater meat. Your choice.
Sweater meat.
Isn't she still like a bartender up at Camp Easy?
I don't know if she still is, but I was there maybe 6 months ago and I saw her.
Really?
Huh?
Did you love her?
She looks hotter in person than she does in pictures, in my opinion.
Let's not talk about her.
God, she's gorgeous.
I haven't seen the Playboy thing, though.
How old is she?
Three. Zero.
She's 30?
I think so.
I thought she was still in her 20s.
No, she may be.
I thought she was like 25 or something, but I don't know.
Well, she's got something.
Who does the out and about thing?
What's the out and about?
Just a note.
I heard on the tee?
Why are you even looking at the writing? I think all that's just Greeking in there anyway.
Yeah.
Just put,
it's just for ad placement.
Yeah, Greeking. Good-looking pictures of women, and they just Greek the rest of the magazine.
Yeah, it's all on a big template.
Oh, you're reading it.
It's all on a big template. That's
I'm
going to
do that. I'm going to publish a magazine like that.
Entitled Greeking.
Greeking. I wonder if Playboy actually did that for one issue. Would anyone notice?
Give me different articles, man.
Interview.
Why did that? How did that become the way that people...
I don't know.
They Greek things, but they put it in Latin.
I guess because it looks like words.
Well, then why do they call it Greeking?
I don't know.
By the way, to answer your question, I have failed in life.
Corby,
do you know how hungover I am right now?
Oh, dear. No. Okay. All right, we'll get that story next.
See you guys.
See you guys.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
The Ticket, KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. We just supersized your Saturday for Hummer Ticket Stock 2005. Day 2 of Having Too Much Fun starts at 10 a.m. at the Plano Center, Saturday, February 19th, and includes a day-long roundtable regatta. Free autographs from Dallas Cowboy Darren Woodson at 10:30, and Cowboys All-Pro Jason Witten signs at 2:30, followed by Baseball Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson at 4:30. Ticket hosts compete in our sports quiz at 5, then watch in amazement as Adam the Sandman Sands hypnotizes P1. Ticket chicks and ticket guys, don't miss out on Day 2. Saturday, February 19th at Hummer Ticket Stock 2000.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
This required. Restrictions apply.
Fancy empowering your life with Creative's latest MP3 player, Zen Micro? Visit CambridgeSoundworks.com to find out why it has been garnering rave reviews from users all over the globe. You'll also find a buffet of top-notch Creative products at prices that simply can't be beat. Hit CambridgeSoundworks.com now for an online shopping experience unlike any other.
Will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Call 1-866-RELI or visit RELI.com.
This is the Ticket.
Phil Mickelson is shooting lights out at Pebble Beach. Shot a 5-under-67 yesterday to take a 4-stroke lead in the tournament. That after the 62 he shot on Thursday. Phil, of course, atop the leaderboard. Mike Weir is second. Right now, he's at 11-under. Mavericks beat the Kings in Sacramento 115-113. Six different Mavericks scored in double digits. Dirk Nowitzki led all scorers with 27 points. But Jason Terry had a huge three-point play with 12.6 seconds left in the game that helped them win. And Seattle upset Phoenix 113-105. Steve Nash had 25 points in the game. He says the Sonics wanted it more.
Yeah, I think they were more motivated tonight, period. I don't know why. We weren't as motivated as them, but it just didn't seem like we had that extra bounce in our step, and it wasn't as urgent for us to execute defensively.
Mavericks will play the Sonics on Sunday. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports. News first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Bob Knight loves Bob and Dan, Thursdays at 1:50 on Bad Radio. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, North Texas GMC Dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ocipitala!
Hey, P1's Gordon Keith here, along with your good pals Corby Davidson and Dave Lane. We are your friends on the radio. We love each and every one of you and consider you our closest and bestest buddies.
Consider me your adopted brother.
That's right. Consider me your real brother.
Ooh.
And Corby is your personal yuck monkey. I had a dream about you last night, Corby.
Screw you, the P1.
Hmm.
How'd it go?
It went well. What? I'm sorry?
Did you wake up before or after?
Huh.
And you had to finish on your own.
I just woke up, lifted my head up, and looked down at the pool in my belly button and just go, oh, gosh, what's wrong with me?
Corby, no.
Cobra.
No. You know what? I need to research and find out what the dream means because it probably is homosexuals all the time.
We were riding ponies together on the beach.
Yeah. Anyway, you were my wife, but you were you. And No, it was, we were fishing somewhere.
Okay.
And we were out fishing in this kind of shallow dock area, and we caught like these really wheels off fish that looked like they had just been holed up in this dock area, and one had a milk eye, and it was really creepy. And then later, it has to be work related, because then afterwards I was fishing with George and Craig in a different part of this bayou thing.
And you caught magical fish?
No, there was too much rough inside the water. There's too much structure in there. We kept getting hung up. So what does that mean? I think it means I'm gay, but that's always my default thing. I think every dream means that I'm gay.
You know, you have monkey arms, Dave.
I do.
Is that Robin Williams hair?
I'll clip them
little
today.
Tufts.
You will?
Yeah, I'll clip them today for you.
Do you really clip your
He arm? Must, because I've never noticed him to be that hairy before.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll just take off
that's
the top
insane.
Coat.
That's gorilla arm.
Yeah, yeah. What up?
Gross.
Does it keep going up on your
Would
on
you
your
ever break up with someone because they were too hairy?
Never.
Bull.
Never.
If you went out with a girl who had a full Tom Selleck...
Oh, yeah. If she had, like, a hairy pelt on her chest, yeah.
Heck, yeah.
Who's that?
You know, I've encountered that.
The chest hair?
On a woman?
Yeah.
Really?
Just one.
Was this the same one that...
No.
Finch girl?
No.
Should I dump that?
Big black bitch! Oh, God. Norm.
No, it was just like the one crazy hair.
Just one hair?
Yeah.
Like square in the middle?
No.
It was like a big...
On the boob.
3x3-inch hair? Just kind of in a square?
Oh, Dad.
What are you doing?
I don't know anymore.
He's arming himself with the dump button.
So I went to Mi Casino last night.
Wonderful.
It was good.
Is the start of a pond?
No.
Oh.
And then I went bowling.
So you got drunk.
And then I lost my credit card.
At the bowling alley?
I don't know.
Did you go anywhere after the bowling alley?
No.
Listen, there's drunk Corby.
Which bowling alley did you go to?
Off of Campbell and 75?
Yeah, the AMF up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been there before.
I've been there. No, I've been there many times. We used to have a weekly or biweekly bowling night from friends.
I'm the worst bowler ever. You know what I bowled my first game? A 62.
What was your high?
126.
That's not bad.
Hey, you doubled it.
Yeah.
I think the best I've ever done is maybe in the 160s or 170s.
Why is it that garbage trash hangs out at the bowling alleys?
Okay. Sure, they appreciate that.
So there are a bunch of P1s, in your opinion?
No. I've never understood that, though. Why does bowling always appeal to just guttered people?
I don't think it does, Corby.
It doesn't?
No. And I think that would be offensive to someone who enjoys bowling to hear that.
Well, I like it. I have fun bowling. Like, I wanted to stay there. I could have bowled all night.
Oh, I love bowling.
I could have bowled 100 games.
I mean...
You're trashed.
Yeah.
But I vomited, and we had to go home.
Well, bowling is much better fun when you're drunk.
You're up there trying to throw a ball, and you vomited, and did your own vomit, and fell down. I think I need to go home.
We need to leave that one.
Just squeegee it into the gutter.
You know, there's the women there, there's a few women there at the bowling alley, always, that are, like, borderline hot. You really can't tell because they're kind of trashy,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, I'm not breaking any new ground here, okay? But... But you
and then shoot him.
Please, someone just shoot me.
Oh, do you have a gun?
Oh, I'll just still lay down on the ground. I'll put my head right down here on this wood, and you just shoot me.
The last little bit leaking out.
That's the end of Corby's life right there.
Mm.
Would you laugh if I was kind of late to work and you guys wonder where I was? You open up the paper and bowling alley mishap leads the is the headline.
Well, then how did you come into work?
No, I was late for work. I didn't make it in. And you guys,
well, if you're late for work, then you make it in.
You thought I was late for work. You thought I was.
You know, up there, that bowling alley is kind of in Richardson.
Yeah.
I don't know if you encountered this last night, but many times when I've been there, you have the gangs of, not gangs, but packs of teenage Asians.
Wolves?
same thing.
Teenage Asian wolves?
Asian teen wolves?
Man, and, that'd be weird.
And they totally, like, a lot of them are really good.
At bowling?
Yeah.
They move real quickly and everything.
Yeah, they totally like have like a kung fu release on their bowling ball.
Ugh, gross.
You know what? I really like the Asian bowling.
Really?
Yeah. I've come to the conclusion that... that I would really like to make time with an Asian woman.
Never have?
No. I've never even talked to one.
I will.
I have a friend who has a...
I'll do it with you.
A fetish for the Asian woman.
Has he landed one?
I don't believe he ever has. But I believe it's a...
They're tough to catch.
I believe it's a dream of his.
They're kind of like fish.
Well, they can, you know, leap into the treetops and run away.
Right.
That's offensive. Yeah, the Asian, they like to move in and just master something, you know, with quick movements and all that kind of thing. You ever seen them like ping pong? They don't need to ping pong that way, but yet they do.
They're very efficient with their
motion. Yeah. Why is that? Why are they obsessed with quick moving little efficient movements, you know?
God gave them that as opposed to height. It's a trade-off between us and the Asian.
But you watch their movies with the fighting scenes, and it's always real tricked up, kind of, you know?
All squared off.
Yeah. What's that? It's windshield wiper punches away.
You know, like the, have you guys seen the House of Flying Daggers?
No.
You know, it's supposed to make Crouching Tiger look like some 70s bad Bruce Lee movie.
I thought it already did look like that.
But if you go back and watch the Bruce Lee movies now...
Hey, is Napoleon Dynamite any good, Corby?
We need to talk about that later.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Let's talk about that.
No, I'm going to watch it today.
Let's talk about that
you
now.
Have it?
No, and I'm worried because I signed all the P1s to watch it this weekend, and I know I'm not going to be able to find a copy unless I buy one.
I gotta see this. I'm like... obsessed with finding a copy of this, but yet
I don't think it's rare.
But yet I shan't be buying it for myself. I don't want to spend the $8 or whatever to buy it.
I'm just gonna buy it.
I will buy it
because everyone says it gets better with each watching. So I'm gonna buy it.
I want to own it, so I will buy it and let each of you borrow it, and then
we gotta watch it today.
Okay, well we'll go buy it after the show.
We're gonna all watch it together.
Yeah, we'll watch it together.
The first one who brings us a copy of Napoleon Dynamite gets a free Avid Golfer magazine.
Wow. Autographed by Corby.
I'm not kidding. I'll sign it right now.
Oh, my gosh. That is so...
Signing right on the abs.
There you go.
Corby's becoming like Picasso was in his later days. You know, Picasso, he wouldn't pay for anything. He'd go to a restaurant, and they'd bring the bill, and he'd just sign the bill and say, here, that's worth more than that food cost me.
Really?
Yeah. He'd just sign something, or he'd do a doodle for him and give him the doodle.
It's just like a star.
Yeah.
Look, here's a painting.
Here, it's a Picasso.
Sell it. I don't care.
But you know what? If I was the waiter, I would have accepted it.
Yeah.
I think Picasso was a genius. That's me going out on a limb.
Mm.
You know, some haughty people like to downplay him because he was so popular. But anyway, so we need to get into Napoleon Dynamite talk. I will be accepting an apology from Corby at some point today on him attacking me for the Paul McCartney opinion.
Do you have proof now?
I think I do, yes.
Not AM quality proof, though.
Yeah, I can't really play it on AM radio because
we're... Isn't that DVD?
Broadcasting in mono. Yeah, it's a... Well, it's some MP3s that has the...
horse one?
The stereo separation.
Stereo separation. I mean, you can hear it when it's his live mic versus the recorded track. You can hear the difference. But you were... I just don't understand why everyone was so violent about it. It was like everyone had a personal stake in it, and I'm just like, well, you know, it didn't really matter to me. Hey, the guy, I think the guy was lip-syncing, but what? Paul, lip-syncing?
Well, Danny had a guy on, or he didn't have a guy on, he had a guy email him.
Danny was one of the most violent towards me.
He was very violent. But some guy that he knew worked on that thing and said that the music was recorded, but Paul was seen live.
No. Wait till you hear this. And something else that was pointed out to me, if you notice when they did their little pre-show interview with Paul, Terry Bradshaw and the crew, Terry Bradshaw said something along the lines of, hey, at least we know you won't be lip-syncing. And everyone starts dying laughing, and Paul just looks at him real uncomfortably.
Just kind of hoopsie-doopsie.
Just kind of like, uh-oh, well. Because I think that, obviously, Paul has final say on what Paul does. But I think he was kind of convinced into this is the way we do it. I don't know. Maybe he's always done it this way. Like I said, you know, I think U2 does it. I think everyone does it. To where there's a gate on Bono's mic, and if he doesn't want to sing some particular high note, he just mouths it, and the live track kicks in. The guide track kicks
in.
But
let me ask you a technical question. Is there a difference, like in the situation of a Super Bowl halftime show where they're pumping the music, the sound, over the house speakers versus when you go see an actual concert at that stadium and they have the whole wall of PA?
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Like, there were no speakers surrounding the stage. There was no sound source behind them.
Yeah, I don't know how it works at, like, Super Bowls and stuff like that.
I mean,
they don't set up an exclusive dedicated PA.
Right, it's just going over the house speakers.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if that makes it impossible to really perform live because of some delay issue.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right, well, I'll let Corby listen to this during break, and he'll issue his opinion next.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. Up to the minute sports news about our teams and our town. Every 20 minutes on The Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Big name guests and the guys who live here, work here, and go to the games here. The Ticket is live.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in NETRADIO. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from NETRADIO. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in NETRADIO. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from NETRADIO. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in NETRADIO. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from NETRADIO. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
Cedar Hill, Grapevine, Addison, West End, and Louisville. The Ticket.
It was back and forth all night, but the Mavericks survived in Sacramento and beat the Kings 115-113. The game wasn't without protest. Eric Dampier blocked a Katino Mobley shot with 27 seconds left in the game. The Kings wanted a goaltend call, and they didn't get it. Kings have now lost four in a row. The third round is about to be underway at Pebble Beach. Phil Mickelson leads the tournament by four strokes. He's at 15 under par. Mike Weir is four strokes back, and Weir is looking to make a move.
At Pebble Beach, you really get a good feel going, get a good feel on the greens. You get off to the hot start, as we saw Davis Love a couple of years ago. You know, one of the 8 or 9 under through 9. You can kind of get on that kind of a roll. You can come from a long way back.
Weir's at minus 11 going into the third round. And Star Center Tom Hicks has said that the NHL Player Union has rejected the owner's best offer. Hicks also said that play will not resume until they get a system that works. This weekend is the drop-dead date for the season. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ranch Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tommy used to work on the dog.
Remember, the first word in Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is sports.
TheTicket.com.
Working for a man, she brings out
why does Flock over here not work? He
And you know what?
I feel it.
I go by
you guys.
I know.
Like, it'll say,
same here. Here's Paul like, McCartney at the Super Bowl, by the way.
Hold on to what we've got. Because it's making a difference if we
so bad. Okay, so during the commercial break, and once again, I'm so sorry to the P1 that we can't bring you this audio evidence because we are in mono and on AM stuff, so you're not going to be able to hear it. But Corby listened to the McCartney audio evidence. And this is, we've also brought in some experts that have worked on the Dealey Plaza case and so on. I mean, this has been through the House Select Committee on Assassinations. So what did you think, Corby, after hearing that?
Well, if that is, if that's legit.
Right.
Then, yeah, there was a track plan. Because you can hear
the difference between the track
you can hear what they recorded with his voice, and then you hear him improvising.
Yeah, his ad-libs, think about as far as, like, the frequency of it and, the bandwidth of it. His ad-libs are narrow, and then when his recorded track or his guide track kicks in, it's like twice as full.
Yeah, you got full stereo sound on his pre-recorded vocals, and then when he's ad-libbing, it sounds real kind of thin. And
so I have surround sound at my house.
Yes, sir.
Would I be able to tell that if I have it on TV?
I don't know. The guy who produced this audio evidence had high definition.
I don't have high def.
Dolby 5.1.
I know I have that.
Yeah, but
I don't have a high-def TV, though. Does that mean
I don't know if
it depends
if
on your receiver.
Yeah, I got one of those 5.1 receivers. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah, then you might be able to duplicate it at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have
But then again,
though.
Yeah, if it's on your... But even if he recorded on a regular TiVo, it wouldn't be playing back in high-def.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, but, I mean...
Yeah, if that's real, though, then... Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, and I remember commenting as I was watching it live that... Man, he sounds really good.
I know. That's the first thing I thought. I thought, now wait a second, you can't get a studio-sounding microphone like that in such a huge live venue.
See, I thought that he sounded like in Get Back, I think. We have Get Back in there. And you can hear he's flat. He's real flat in the beginning.
Yeah. But the idea is not that they go in and do multiple takes of getting a perfect sound recordings.
They want it to sound live.
They want to be able to fool you, and so they leave flatter notes in there, and you know you can tell it's an old McCartney singing. It's not like they went with the studio version.
Do you think that like when he rolls through town that's going on?
See, that's what makes me think that it is
is it just such a big production and they don't want and there's a billion people watching that they don't want any screw up?
I think it's just because of the magnitude of the event.
I don't think he does that.
Because there's a billion people worldwide watching and because it's, you know, such a rush to get the stage set up onto the field and get everything ready. I think that they are just covering every angle to make sure that nothing screws up.
I don't think why would he do that?
In
here, like he plays at reunions.
Well, okay, let me make the argument for that. Because, first of all, he's old. And
I don't think he would do that.
His voice can't hold up for 90 minutes?
Yeah, I think that 90 minutes a night and he tours like that, I mean, I think that's an incredible strain. I don't understand how Bono and those people do it. And I think that they all basically use this technology.
See, I don't, because Bono is so talk-singy.
But here's the deal. Like with Bono, and it seemed like Craig was saying that he read this or heard this, that there's certain high notes that Bono will just use a pre-recorded version of his voice on, because if he tried to hit all those notes every night, he wouldn't have any voice to give any performance to anyone. So it's like a compromise. In order to actually perform live in front of someone, you do have to do a little bit of this just to have a voice whatsoever.
I don't buy into that.
Why? Because you don't want to? Or do you think it's just physically impossible for them to do this?
No, I think it's possible. But I think it'd be a bigger pain in the ass to do that.
It's not that big a pain in the ass. You keep thinking that this is very difficult to do. And it's not very difficult to do. It's very easy to do.
Well, I think...
The only reason that you wouldn't do it is for some sort of integrity reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Springsteen. I can't see, like, Springsteen doing this.
Right. But what about... It starts very subtly with, you know what, we don't have a keyboard player for this tour, but that's okay. The drummer plays with a click track. We already had the synths pre-recorded, which even U2 does that.
I mean, you hear them, you know, you hear keyboards and things like that.
Yeah, and there's nobody on the
stage. There's nobody on the stage playing. Now, either they have a keyboardist up under the stage, or they can just eliminate that altogether. And when you see Larry Mullen with the headphones on, he's playing the click track. That's what he's listening to. And so why not go ahead and have supplemental instrumentation on the click track if you're going to have one anyway? So then you have that, and then, of course, well, since we have some instruments on the track, might as well put a few of the backup vocals on there, you know, because me and the Edge, we sang probably about 4 overdubs on those vocals, and so in order to have them full when we perform live, we'll have some backup vocals on there, too. Well, also, you know, what about this high note that Bono hits kind of in the background? Well, might as well put that on there. So I think it becomes a slippery slope.
Like, if you go see a Wilco show, I mean, I would bet $1 billion that...
Yeah, they may have some, you know, extra instrumentation,
yeah.
But I don't think there's going to be any vocal overdubs or, you know, guide tracks on a show like Wilco, like a club show like that.
They're like, look, we don't need it. I think
this is exclusive to stadium shows and like Smirnoff type large venues where you have
audio difficulties.
You have audio difficulties and you're projecting such a large amount of sound. You're not in this confined little area, this small club.
Well, someone emailed me and said that a lot of these bands that play weddings, when you have like these, you know, 22 piece horn section bands, you know, the big rock and party bands, that a lot of them play to pre-recorded music. I mean, they play along with it. It's not like they're trumpet syncing or something. You know, they're actually playing. But what's coming through the mains is a pre-recorded track of that, just where they are guaranteed to give you good audio sound for this event that you paid a lot of money for.
Now, I can see the NFL. I mean, it's like that guy said when we were at the press conference. You know, we have 360 seconds to get this done, 6 minutes. And you saw how...
Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that stage was unbelievable. All the TV stage, I don't know what the hell was...
Visually, that was the most impressive halftime show I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they threw that together in 6 minutes.
With those giant video screens on the ramps and all the pyrotechnics.
Did I say the thing about the pregame show interview with Paul on the air? Was that...
I don't remember if he said that. I think that was in a break.
Okay, there was also an odd moment in the pregame show when Terry Bradshaw and crew were interviewing Paul McCartney. And Bradshaw says something to the effect of, well, at least we know you won't be lip-syncing. And Paul just kind of widened his eyes and didn't say too much.
Because, you know, Paul has that professional integrity.
Right.
That he doesn't really necessarily want to do this, but he understands why he has to.
Right.
I almost think that the NFL...
made him do it?
Yeah, or who that Don Mishner guy, the producer, said, look, you know, we're going to pay you $3 million. Here's how it's going to go down. We can't afford to make a mistake here. You know, we're going to record this a couple days earlier, and so be it.
Well, you know what? I ought to do, like, a whole thing on GordonKeith.com about this, because I've searched the Internet, and no one's exposed this yet.
You need to post that audio so people can hear it on their own home computers.
I'll get killed on bandwidth. I know, I'll get killed.
Hey, still.
What, Corby?
No, we're late.
All right, so maybe I will post it up online.
Okay, we're going to get into Napoleon Dynamite talk next?
Yes.
Okay.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket likes the Cowboys. We like the NFL. And we like golf. And if you're like us, then sign up now for the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic, March 4th at Tribute Golf Course. Foursomes play with athletes.
Drew Hampson, Randy White, Eddie George, and Tootall Jones.
Less fortunate foursomes play with
Skid Spare.
Hey, deal.
It's just $200 per person, and all proceeds benefit the Speedway Children's Charity. Sign up for free food, a cart, green fees, and a Good Times goodie bag. It's the Volvo for Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic, brought to you by...
Fancy empowering your life with Creative's latest MP3 player, Zen Micro? Visit CambridgeSoundworks.com to find out why it has been garnering rave reviews from users all over the globe. You'll also find a buffet of top-notch Creative products at prices that simply can't be beat. Hit CambridgeSoundworks.com now for an online shopping experience unlike any other.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code, NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Dallas Morning News. It's how you make a Sunday.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to proflowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
The rules, just right. The ticket.
Phil Mickelson is the leader at Pebble Beach. Phil shot a 67 yesterday after shooting a 62 on Thursday. He's at 15 under for the tournament, and he could do better, but he's not concerned about making any course records.
If we have good conditions, we're going to shoot low, and so that's when the records will be broken. But I don't, whether it's good or bad weather, whether the records are broken or not, I'm just trying to win. I would love to win this tournament.
Mike Weir is second on the leaderboard. He's four strokes back. Mavericks are off today after their 115-113 win over the Kings at Arco Arena. Last night, six different Mavericks scored double digits in the game, and Dirk Nowitzki led the Mavs in scoring. He had 27 points. Mavericks play Seattle on Sunday night. And the Fort Worth Brahmas beat San Angelo last night 3-2. Brahmas play tonight at 7 at the Fort Worth Convention Center against the New Mexico Scorpions. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of your Dallas-Fort Worth Land Rover retailer. Come experience the new LR3, winner of the 2005 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year Award. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
And Napoleon. What'd you do last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska, hunting wolverine.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
What kind of gun did you use?
A freaking 12 gauge. What do you think?
Tommy, it's the work on the dog.
Visit the Wolf Movie Set, the P1 Playroom, or even Grego's D-Box Lounge. Fun for the whole family at HummerTickets.2005. Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Norris America, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
She brings home her pay for love.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Just gotta hold on to what we've got. Doesn't Frito. Make a difference if we make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is when Frito lost his voice, and I made him sing the song.
And that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, we're living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on a prayer.
Oh. I think it's funny how, I mean, like, I can't sing. I suck at singing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's so funny how people just are horrible.
How they have no clue as to tone or...
Yeah, just nothing.
That's a real laugh?
Yes, that's from Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin. That's when I...
Oh, that is?
I can hear you. Listen to you. Like, I couldn't physically take it anymore. I was laughing so hard. And that's what came out of my person.
How can you laugh at
that hard?
What is that one?
That's on the hard line.
There's a long version of that. That's when Reiner...
That's when Reiner, like, forgot something, right?
That's when he,
The guy was trying to be anonymous?
Yeah, the guy was trying to be anonymous, and Reiner three times goes, so, you want to remain anonymous, right? Yeah. So we won't say your name, right? Yeah. Okay, what's your name? And then Reiner's like, I mean, and that's what I just
said. Sounds painful when you laugh that
hard.
It
is. The Ding Dong Cabin was the hardest I've laughed in a long time, but the hardest, I swear to God, that I've laughed continually was... When me and you and Craig were in Norman for the Oklahoma State game.
Oh, yeah, and talking about the old boxers.
Talking about gentleman Jim Corbett. And, I mean, we were laughing for a solid hour.
We were also hammered. We were also hammered.
Yeah. And that's when Dave had to sleep on the floor, and he issued the line that his sleep number was
100.
100. Oh, dear.
Oh, good times. Okay, so we're talking about Napoleon Dynamite. Did you get a call? Is somebody calling in?
Yeah, we got a... Wolanski wanted to call
and
chime in on this. So this movie, Napoleon Dynamite, my inbox started filling up.
Can I say something really quick?
It's been out for a year.
I know. Can I... I want to say this, because this past week, actually the past couple weeks, I love the morning show. I love it, love it, love it. And I listen to it almost every day.
Uh-oh, nothing good can come after saying that.
Mm-mm. You're so great. I mean, I love you so much.
But, like, you can talk to me off the air about that, Dave.
But, like, two weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I don't know when it was, you know, George is touting the Killers, you know, because they had just been on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
And that album's been out for, like, a year.
Mm-hmm. We're just a year behind.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, 3 days ago, Craig was talking about how he'd just seen Meet the Fockers. And, you know, there was this big discussion on Meet the Fockers and then Ocean's 12, which came out, like, two uh-huh. months ago. And then the other day you guys are talking about Napoleon Dynamite, which came out over the summer, like, 8 months ago.
Sure.
And it frustrates me. Like, you guys are the morning show.
And are just now getting this material.
You guys are the morning show, and you're so far behind on pop culture.
I know it. Well, anyway, people have been recommending Napoleon Dynamite for a long time to me. And Giorgio sees it and starts talking about it. And all I did was make a casual comment when the ODEC started, I guess, on Thursday morning or whenever it was. I just said, you know, I'm just a warning. I'm worried that Giorgio may be overselling. Because George has done that several times. Man, Gordon, you're going to love this band. You're going to love it. And I listen to the band, and I go, okay, well, I don't get it.
Stand back, burrito!
So he said this about Napoleon Dynamite, and I said, all right, I'm just worried that you're overselling it. Well, that just lit up email. Everyone has a strong opinion on this. Some people saying that this is this generation's 16 Candles, because every middle-aged schooler quotes this movie. This is the quotable movie.
Right.
It supposedly has a whole...
schooler.
Whatever.
Junior high age.
I know, I did word that very awkwardly. Sorry about that.
Middle-aged schooler.
yeah, you can say grade schooler, but you don't... Do you say high schooler? You don't say high schooler.
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
But you don't say middle. Well, you say middle schooler, but you said middle age schooler.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, age. Yeah, you're right. That's the problem with that. All right, so this is a big thing. This is a huge cultural phenomenon. And I had email. People either hated it or loved it. And supposedly it has a language of its own that people, end up quoting all the time.
Right.
And so I'm going to see it this weekend. It's our assignment. You haven't seen it, Dave, have you?
No, I've seen it. I saw it in the theater.
Okay. And Corby hasn't seen it. I haven't seen it.
What is going on at the Walonsky household?
And joining us now is the pop culture critic at large for the Dallas Observer, Robert Walonsky. Good morning, Robert.
Hi, boys.
Hey.
Do you have a copy you can come give us?
I have a copy, but I don't have it with me.
We'll get it.
I'm in my office.
So, hey, so you saw this. You saw this how long ago? About a year and a half ago?
About a year ago. You know, it debuted at Sundance last January.
Uh-huh.
And you saw it at Sundance or immediately after? Or?
A little bit afterward.
Did you get a screener or did you go see a...
I saw it in a theater.
Okay.
Okay, so the movie is about this eccentric kind of high school kid, and it takes place in a high school, and it's about the eccentric characters around this guy.
Well, it's also
inside the school, right?
It's also about his brother and his uncle.
Right,
and
people around his life.
And his best friend.
Right.
And his kind of love interest.
And it's heavy on subtlety and quirkiness, and it's not a big kind of